blocking anything.
We are recording. You may. Okay, we are at Shabbos Nachmu. We made it through Tisha B'Av. Hope everyone had a meaningful Tisha B'Av. And we're looking at Parshat Ve'Elchanan, which is really the end of Moshe's historical introduction and the start of the bulk of what Moshe's speech is, which is all about all these mitzvot that all people are supposed to do after he's gone. This is the Mishneh Torah, the summary of the Torah, or the restatement of the laws of the Torah. And he starts with an important principle, which is what I want to look at. It starts in source one, Vata Yisrael, Shema Chukim Veshpatim. You Israel, now Israel, listen to all these laws, these commandments, Asher Nochim L'Merechem, that I'm teaching you, Lasot, to do them, L'man Techu, so you should live, Uvatem V'Yashem at the Aras, you will go and inherit the land, Asher Hashem Okeyeb, Atechem, 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 that Hashem is giving you. L'Tot Sifu Adavar Asher Nochim Mitzvechem, don't add to anything that I'm telling you, anything I'm commanding you, L'Tigru M'Menu, and don't subtract from it. Lishmor mitzvot Hashem alechem, guard the mitzvot of Hashem, asher nochi mitzvotechem, that I am commanding you. Right, we're going to talk about lo tosifo davar and lo tigru mena, the mitzvah or the isser of bal tosef. Don't add new mitzvot. And I started this because there was an interesting letter in the Sefer Zikaron for Rav Huttner. So the Rav Huttner author of Chai Yitzchak. There was a memorial book written after he passed away that has both memories of him written by his students and colleagues and some of selected letters. And this is one that I thought was interesting. This is source two. It starts off, it's his number Zion in the book if you want to find it. Begidrei Bal Tosif Bal Tigra. With the definition of Bal Tosif, don't add and don't subtract. Starts out. Baruch Hashem, Yutet Tamuz Tafshin Kaf Vav. This is just a week or so ago in 1962. So 70 odd years ago. Kvod Yidi Rav Mechvodi, to my dear honored Rabbi Gimel Resh Mem Dalet Rivkin. And I think that means Hagon Rav Moshe Dov Rivkin. I think that's Rav Moshe Dov Ber Rifkin was Shalom Rifkin's father. Now, Rifkin was the chief rabbi of St. Louis for many years. So it's got a St. Louis connection over here. One thing I didn't know is that Rav Rifkin was actually a Rosh Hashiva in Chaim Berlin around the same time that Rav Huttner was, not the Rosh Hashiva, Rav Huttner was the head of that. So there was clearly some kind of connection there. So he's writing a letter to Rabbi Rifkin. Shalom Ubracha. Hello. Todah Rabbah, I think it's Tshuot V'Tishbachot, and thank you so much, but Hakarat Ruach Shevili, because of the happiness, the satisfaction that you brought to me, Adi Mishloach HaKundris, because you sent to me this little booklet, and in the text is this ellipsis over there. I don't have the title of it. I don't know the author of the booklet that was sent to him. I assume it was Rabbi Rifkin who sent it to him, but it was a halachic pamphlet, a short book that I assume Rabbi Rifkin had written and sent to him. And I want to make a couple of points. You send it to me, and I want to make a couple of points. And the book is about Bal Tosef. Don't add. So what is the mitzvah of Bal Tosef? Don't add. Rashi explains, Lo Tosifu, source three. You go to Chamesh Parshiot B'Tfilah. Don't add extra parshiot. Tfilah is supposed to have five parshas in there. Don't stick your own or one that you think is important, don't stick another parshin tefillin in there. Chameshit minyan balulav, don't add another kind of plant to your lulav bundle. Chameshit yod, don't add five tzitzis on your clothing. Right, that's don't add numerical things. And what's interesting about the mitzvah of Bal Tosef is that's presented twice. We have this, almost the same wording here in this week's parsha and also in Parsha Re'eh, where it says, verse four, I call davar asher anochi mitzavechem, everything that I command you. Lo tishmu lasot, be careful and do them. Lo tosef alav, don't add to them. Lo tigra mimenu, and don't subtract. Almost the same thing. And Rashi there explains, almost identically, lo tosef alav, chamishat tatafot, don't have five parshas in your tefillin. Chamishat minim belulav, don't have five species in your lulav bundle. Arba brachot Birka Kohanim, and Birka Kohanim should have the three lines, Yivrecha, Shmirecha, Ya'er Hashem Panav Elecha, etc. Just those three, don't add another your other bracha into Birka Kohanim. So why are there two different mitzvot? Why is it mentioned twice and says the same thing? I mean, this is all part of the same speech, but Hanan Re'eh and part of this much the same speech. So the Sifrei, interestingly, explains it in Parshat Re'eh. It skips over entirely in Bet Hanan. In Re'eh it says, and this is where Rashi gets his words from, verse 6, is the Baruch Lo Tasefa Lav, don't add to it. Minayin She'en Mosipim Alu Lav Al Tzilo Tzitzit. How do you know you don't add on Lulav and Tzitzit? Rav Lomar Lo Tasefa Lav. Minayin She'en Pochatim Mehem. How do you know you can't subtract? Rav Lomar Lo Tegrav Mehem, don't subtract. So those are the numbers, that's what you put in. And similarly, and how do you know that if you started giving the Birka Kohanim, you're up on the Dukhan, Yomar, since I already started giving this bracha, Omar, Hashem, okay, Yosef Alechem, I'm going to add my other bracha of Yosef Alechem, for instance, the Gomer, etc. Malomar, Kol Davar, Afil Davar, Lo Tosef Alav, there's all the things, even a word you can add. You can add more statements to make. So it's called davar. So that's the mitzvah. So the Vilna Gaon proposes, why is it two different mitzvah? Why is it presented twice? Because really there are two different mitzvot here. There's the Vet Chanan mitzvah of Lotosif Olav, and there's the Re'eh mitzvah of Lotosif Olav. And he explains it in You'd get dividing your gimel. This is the Vilna Gaon commenting on the Torah, Derek Yehu, in Parsha Re. First step, Lotus Sefalov. Don't add a new mitzvah. Or don't add to the mitzvah, let's put it that way. First of all, Sif Agufa the mitzvah. That means don't add to the actual details of the mitzvah. Don't add an extra part in tefillin. Don't add an extra plant in your lulav. More lulav and tzitzit. Tough there. But if a kot midalad, be all safe al dalad. Don't add fewer than four, not more than four. That's it. I said, I'll call davar, please see a filu dibur, echad, al birkat kohan. Don't add even the text, you shouldn't add to. Torah says, this is the bracha to kohanim, then that's the bracha. Umashinem, our parcha bet chanan. And here he goes back. So when it says back in bet chanan, our parcha, lotu sifu al davar, lotu gumene, gives the same mitzvah. The shu shalo yosifu al tayag mitzvah. What he means is, don't add to the 613 mitzvah. Because the beginning of our parsha says, "Shmal Chukim al Mishpatim." Listen to these laws and commandments. Asher Anochim Lomedechem. Also, that I'm teaching you. Al Zeh Amar Lo Tosif Al Davar. Asher Anochim Lomedechem. Don't add another one. But in Re'eh, Amar Et Kol Ad Davar, meaning all the thing, every individual thing. The Chorazal Shib Ota Mitzvah Gufo Tosifu Lo Tigro. The Gra says that there are two mitzvah. One is not to add a new mitzvah, a new commandment. And the other is not to add to any of the existing commandments, new details, change the numbers and things like that. That's why it's written twice. So now going back to our quintus that Rav Huttner is looking at by Rabbi Rifkin. And this is again, I don't have the text of this quintus, but this is Rav Huttner's comments about it, source 8. A quintus minyan. This pamphlet says, oh, it holds, ki ein over b'val tosef, that you're only over on the lotase, the prohibition of b'val tosef of adding, ela b'hosafah ha-mekureshet le'ezeh din midine Torah. It should be a kushureshet, it's connected to. You can you're only over it if you are adding to something that's connected somehow with a law of the Torah. That's the five tzitzit for Birkat Kohanim. About Bosafash ain't shum shaychut l'dine Torah. But if you're adding something that has no connection to the Torah at all, lo shayach b'zeh baltosif. You're not over on baltosif. There's no connection to it at all. And that should be above that. Obviously, my typing is off. But al zeh kotev, I'm not sure what darag means. Hadarat Rava Gaon, I think. And on this, the Rava Gaon, this says, that the Gra disagrees with me. That's what he says. That the Gra says, no, there are two mitzvot of Bal Tosef, one not to add a new mitzvah, not to add to an existing mitzvah. And I would hold, no, the only problem is adding to an existing mitzvah. You come up with your own mitzvah. You may be wrong, but it's not over on Bal Tosef. But Putner says, no, that's not right. VDD, my opinion, Ein Zeh Klal, the Lo Kanachata Kuntres, that no, what you said does not disagree with the Gra. You are misunderstanding what the Gra is saying. The Vadai, Hanachata Kuntres Tzedek, because really what you said in this pamphlet is true. The Ba'ofen She'en Hasafa She'yechel Mitzvah, the Mitzvah Torah, that if what you're trying to add is not related to a mitzvah at all, there's no connection. Ein Zeh Ela Maseh Shtut Ba'ama. That is just stupid. Okay, that's not an Isra Bal Tosef. Torah doesn't say that. If you go up and say, you know, the Torah says that we should eat green beans on Tuesdays, everyone's going to laugh at you. You're not actually adding anything. You're just wrong. That's not part of Bal Tosef. I want to look at more. So what does it mean to say that adding a new mitzvah is not Bal Tosef? What's wrong with that? Because we have this principle that you can't add to the Torah. That's Gemara Megillah. The pasuk says Ela mitzvot in Vayikra. These are the mitzvot shetiva Hashem Moshe Har Sinai that Hashem commanded Moshe. She'ein navi rashai l'chadesh davar me'ata. The navi cannot add any new mitzvot. Okay, you cannot add another mitzvah. Clearly, that is an isser. And the Rambam says on this davar barur b'furosh b'Torah. It's clear the Torah. Shehi mitzvah omer olam omer olamim. And the commandment exists forever and ever. Ein lo shinoi lo giru lo tosefot. Torah will never change, never be added to, never subtracted from. Shneimar akol davar shenichim mitzvah chem otot shem osot lo tosefot lo lo tigra menu. That's our pasuk here. You can't add or subtract to it. Torah is absolute. Neimar niglot lanu vaneinu ad olam. And says in Devarim that the mitzvah, the things that are revealed are belong to us forever. Lasod kol divrei Torah, to do all of this, everything in the Torah. Alamatash kol divrei Torah. We know that everything in the Torah mitzvin anu lasatan ad olam. So mitzvah lasts forever. That's the Rambam. Alamatash ein navi rashai lachadesh devar miatas. That's how you know that a navi cannot come up with a new mitzvah. And this was from an essay by Eliyahu Kurkovitsky, who at this point was a student at YU, I don't know who he is now, but he wrote an article in Hakira about this statement of the Rambam. As we see, the Gemara Megillah says, Navi cannot add a new mitzvah, that's from the pasuk of Ela mitzvot, that these are the mitzvot, these are no more. And the Rambam doesn't mention that pasuk at all. He comes from our mitzvah, our pasuk of Bal Tosef, verse 13. The Tama Halacha Mishnah. The Halacha Mishnah commentary on the Rambam wonders about this. Lama lo hivi a Rambam ela mitzvot, Magamara. Why is the Rambam not bringing as his proof text ela hamitzvot? These are the mitzvot. Hapashut bazeh. And the simple explanation is, Sharambam sover, Rambam holds, Moshe bi a Ramban ala Torah, he goes with the way the Ramban puts it, she'en lom dim me apasuk ela mitzvot isur chadash. The ela mitzvot doesn't tell me a new mitzvah. There's no separate mitzvah of Navi cannot invent their own mitzvah. But now what we learn from this pasuk, Shigam Navi in a Rashai Losi, that a Navi, even if a Navi comes, you're a certified Navi, and you come down and say, God told me here's a new mitzvah. That's wrong, and you're a false Navi, and we're going to put you to death. Because the Navi is also part of the Avera of Bal Tosef. Right, gam navi in a rashi losi. The navi can't add a new mitzvah. Memela gam navi shayach ha'isur shel Bal Tosef. Even for a navi claiming that Hashem is adding a new mitzvah, that's not going to happen. You can't add a new mitzvah. Lachem maybe a Ramban pasuk shelo tosif, because that's really what the isur is. Don't add a new mitzvah. To yisod ha'isur shel naviya mechadesh davar. That's the origin of the prohibition for the navi, and the pasuk that Gemara brings tells us that even a Navi is subject to that same mitzvah of not creating a new mitzvot. And then he explains is that the Chazal in general I'm not going to discuss who gets to be the authority to be Chazal, but Chazal get to create new mitzvot in the sense of creating a mitzvah durabana. They can make gzeirot and takanot, as he says. That's source 14. This is the Mishnah Torah, Halacha Mamre. Hol yesh lebeit din gzor lasor devar mutar, that Beit Din has the ability to pass decrees, forbid things that were previously permitted. Yamod yisur darot. And this enactment lasts for eternity. So doesn't that contradict the idea of you can't create a new mitzvah? Lo tosef alav. Lo tosef al divrei Torah, lo tu ramenu. You're not allowed to establish a new law as though it is from the Torah. That's the key statement. That an iser d'rabbanan, a mitzvah d'rabbanan, takana, has to be labeled as d'rabbanan. That this is something that the rabbis did. This is not part of the Torah. This is not the original will of God. This is something that we, Knesset Yisrael as a whole, have decided is necessary to do. The iser of lotosef is don't make it a d'var Torah. Ben b'Torah shebiktav, ben b'Torah shebalpeh. Whether you're claiming it's part of Torah shebiktav, that this is in the text, or this is came down from Masorah, you can't do that. Ketzah, for instance, Rekatu b'Torah, l'tavashel gediba chalebimo. It says in the Torah, thou shalt not see the kid in its mother's milk. We know from the Torah Shmuel Peh, shezeh katub, asol b'shel b'chol b'sar b'chalav. That's the whole issue of meat and milk. Be'im b'sar b'hema, be'im b'sar b'chaya. Definitely there's some disagreement about that, but this is of animals, whether they're wild or domesticated, you can't eat that milk. Oh, but poultry, mutar b'chalav min Torah. Torah says poultry and milk, that's fine. Your chicken parmesan is fine. Im yavo betir, v'yatir basar chaya b'chalav, harei zeh goreh. So basically the Chazal come and say, no, eating an animal's meat with milk, that's fine. That's taking away a mitzvah of the Torah. Im yasur basar, and if they say you cannot eat poultry and milk together, Yomar Shahu Bechlal Gadi, and to say that's part of what the Torah means by don't eat meat and milk together, who Asr Min Torah, to say that the poultry is from the Torah, Harez Mosif, then they are being over on the Isra Baltosif. Amar Basara of Mutar Min Torah, but if you say that, yes, poultry and milk is fine, Min Torah, but we, rabbis, Chazal, are going to make a mitzvah drabanan to forbid it, and making it clear to everyone that it is a gezera. It is an imposed decree on that. That is not part of Baal Tosef. That's what you're allowed to do. Ela oses siyag Torah. That is making offense on the Torah. That's part of the responsibility of Chazal. That's okay. And in fact, this idea of knowing what the Torah says as opposed to what Chazal say and not creating new mitzvot in there is important enough to the Ramban to be one of the 13 principles of faith. That's Yisoda Tishii. The ninth principle is the Bittul, that Torah will never be nullified. Torah as given to Moshe is absolute. Shazot Torah Moshe, lo yet misucha. That the Torah Moshe will never have another versions. Nusach here is what's used for like the New Testament, Nusach Hadashah. Lo nechalefet, no will be exchanged. Lo tavo Torah me'et ha-borah ez v'otah. There will never be another Torah from Hashem besides this. Le en lo sif, men en lo en en gra, and you can't add or subtract from it. Lo b'torah shvetav, lo b'torah shvapeh. Not in the written text we have it, and not about the Masorah, the oral text that's been the oral meaning of that Torah that's been handed down, as it says, lo tosef alav lo tigra. That's our pasuk. That's one of the Ikarim. So now, how do I understand Rav Putner? It says, well, obviously, if you come and say there's a new mitzvah, that's in el davar shtu. That's just a stupid thing to say. It's not actually violating anything. So he explains that what does it mean in this first vet chanan bal tosef, you can't add a new mitzvah. What does that mean? Source 16. This is Rav Putner in his letter. It's clear what this is saying. What the Gra means by saying part of Elchanan is don't add a new mitzvah to the Tayag. Dina b'Bal Tosef mashkecher la b'trei gavne. That the law of Bal Tosef has two different forms. That's why it's said twice. Derech maaseh shel yachid b'tor yachid. There is what you do. An individual does something as though the Torah has commanded it. I feel that this is what God wants. This is what the Torah says. I'm going to do this. Dugma chamesh parshiyot b'tefillah. And add something. Adds another parsha in this tefillah. Oh, or the second way it can work, and this is what Bar Chanan is, derech hora'ah, the takanah tzibur. It's when I'm imposing that on the community. I'm in a position of authority, and I tell you that this is a mitzvah of the Torah. Dugma takanah basar ba'ov b'chalav. And for example, saying that poultry and milk is forbidden. I'm just going to go wrong, the way the Rambam says. That's another issue there. So that the first mitzvah, Baal Tosef, is not about what I think about a new mitzvah, because if I think there's a new mitzvah, that doesn't matter. But as Chazal, quote, the rabbinic authority, those with authority to tell everybody else what to do. And again, there's a lot of question, what counts as rabbinic authority? I'm not getting into that side of it. But the mitzvah is, thou shalt not gaslight B'nai Israel. You know what gaslighting means? It's from a Hitchcock movie. It's where you're telling somebody something that their own perceptions are wrong. What you think is right is wrong. What you've seen, what you've observed, what you know to be true is wrong. I know I've got the list of the Tayag mitzvah, the 613 mitzvah, and then someone in authority comes and tells me, no, there's 614. There's another one. You must eat green beans on Tuesday. That's what the first one is. It's a mitzvah of hora'ah, of teaching others that you have to be honest. So the Rebbe continues. This is what the grab means in this law. That these two forms, they come out of the fact that the mitzvah of Baal Tosef comes in two different places. It's double. Then our parsha, when it says lotosifu alav, that's talking about the hora'ah, teaching others. And in re'e, where it says lotosifu alav, that's talking about the mitzvah itself. Called davar, everything. So that's what it means in that first one. The Gra says you can't add to the 613. It's not so much what I as an individual do, but what I impose on the community. And where the Gra gets this distinction from, because the Sifrei specifically gives these examples of no, don't have five tefillin, five pieces in the lulav. That all comes over there in Rei. It skipped over the earlier Berchanan, and it explains it only in Parsha Berchanan, and Parsha Rei, which is later. So clearly the Sifrei's examples apply to the later one. That's the don't add new aspects to an existing mitzvah. And to our eyes, this is a pretty powerful argument, if you can understand it. And this is the Gra is looking carefully at the Psukim. The Parsha Echanan Namar, because over here in our Parsha, Echanan says, Asher Anochi Mlamed Etchem. Don't add to what I am teaching you. It's a law of teaching. Parsha A Namar Oto Tishmeru Lasso. You need to be careful to do them. Hainu, meaning, the Parsha Echanan, Hainin Hu Al Halimud Lasso. Echanan, the issue is the learning. Teaching others what are the 613 mitzvot. It's that list and no more. Hayo derech harava hadracha, teaching, giving direction. This is a parsha of A, the other mitzvah of Baal Tosef, and a mudubar elaha siya gereda. That's just talking about just doing. And that applies to everyone, not what I'm telling you someone else to do, but what I'm doing, there's another idea, there's another mitzvah of don't add to the mitzvot, to any individual mitzvah. Lo'od. Pasher A Namar Lotosef, Loshan Yachid, and Re'e, it says the singular, Lotosef. Yulu Pasher Et Hanan, Namar Lotosifu. Then Hanan says in the plural. Yosafab Masel Yachid, Risha Yachid. Because the action one applies to each individual, Masha Enken, Yosafab Haraab Takana, but that's not true for the way if you're adding to what we teach others, that's Rabim Hushayechet, that applies to the people as a whole. It makes sense to make that plural. So our parsha says to Slon Tosifu, meaning you as a community, you as a whole, can't add another mitzvah. So now I would tell you that the Gra does not disagree with what you wrote. Because the truth is, because the truth is that anytime you add a mitzvah, you do something with in mind that this is a mitzvah of the Torah, but it's no connection to any mitzvah of the Torah. Eina ela stupid alma. That's just stupid. That's just foolishness. It's not part of that. There's not really an issue there. I mean, the Torah, I think it was the, Salanter said there's a mitzvah of not, don't be a fool, but it's not really an issue there. You need to learn more. But if you are in a position of authority imposing on others, there is certainly you can't say, that's not a matter of foolishness because it affects everybody else. You're in a position of authority and claim that this is what the Torah wants, then anything that you are doing that's adding to it, that in fact is an isra that violates the Rambam's principles. This is a fundamental error. And the Gra would say that there's an entire parsha here in Parsha Ben Hanan that just talks about that. That Moshe Rabbeinu is giving this lecture, these are the mitzvot, and that is true for all generations. These are mitzvot. You cannot go try to impose your own on the community. And here I want to add a point about the argument between the Yosef Albo, who is the 15th century philosopher, wrote the Sefer Ikarim, and his argument with the Rambam's Shlosha Asar Ikarim, 13 principles, Ikar HaTishi'i. Ye'un Sham Hetev, and you should look in there carefully. So we're not going to spill mitzvot, we're going to go to philosophy. And he doesn't explain anything about what Al Albo is saying. And what Yosef Albo was a student of Cheskai Kraskes who disagreed with the Rambam a lot of things. And Albo specifically wrote the Sefer Ikarim, the Book of Principles, to say that the Rambam's wrong. Rambam says there are 13 Ikarim. If you don't believe every single one of those, then you're a heretic. You're not part of Klal Yisrael. And Albo says, no, well, what you said, Rambam, is right, but they're not Ikarim. They don't make you a heretic if you don't believe in them. You're just wrong. There are only three principles, which is believe in God, Torah Mishamayim, and reward and punishment. Everything else, they may be true, but they're not essentially Ikarim. And he talks about this. So he's going to disagree with the Rambam about this ninth principle, which is the Torah will never change. And if you're over on Baal Tosef, you're denying Hashem's eternity. This is, let's go back over here. This is a wall of text, unfortunately. We'll try to go through it. This is Yosef Albo's Sefer Ikarim about the Rambam's ninth principle. Source 19. When we look into this idea of divine knowledge, the way it works in the world, we see that God will change his commands from things that were forbidden to things that were permitted, things that were permitted, things that were forbidden. For example, with Noach, Yitir Achilach Balechayim, Noach was allowed to eat meat. Shahaya Asur Adam Rishon. Adam was a vegetarian. He couldn't, Noach, so this clearly is a change somehow in God's commands to people. And then Noach had this new mitzvah, they're not eating a part of a live animal. La'avram Hosif Mitzvah Amila. And then Avram had a brand new mitzvah, Brit Mila. Moshe Hosif Mitzvot Acherot Rabot, and Moshe had all these 613 mitzvot added on to those original mitzvot there. So clearly there's some kind of change in there. But that's Harambam's al, Shelo Tishtane Le'olam. And the Rambam says that God's will never change. Lo Kula, Lo Mitzata, not in part, not in whole, not in part. Alkein Shem Sham Echad Min Hakarim Shelo Tanasua Chatarav Lo Tishana. That's what one of his principles is, that there we know new versions of the Torah. B'char Shem Atzina Hadatot Elakut. Now we see that at divine will, Shiyu Ad Moshe Mishtanot Min Israel Heter Min Heter Israel. That until Moshe, Hashem got the Torah, Hashem gave the Torah to Moshe, rather, there clearly were changes that happening. Yes, the Ikar Pratila Torah Moshe Rabban. So truly the Rambam means that after giving the Torah to Moshe, which philosophically is problematic, because if Hashem is eternal, if this represents the eternity of God, then why should giving it to Moshe be a difference? Why should there be a change in how, what we are supposed to do? So he's disagreeing with the Rambam about this being some kind of fundamental principle. The Samacha Davar B'Ikar Zeh, Amash Nizkar B'Torah, and he says this principle depends on this fact, but it says in the Torah, Lo Tosef Olo V'Tegemeno. Don't add, don't subtract. Will be a time to say from Moreh, and Rambam explains why this is true in the Moreh Nebuchim. Because if something's perfect, then you can't add lo tegarav menu, you can't subtract. That's the definition of being perfect. Otherwise, you're going to lose the perfection. That's the definition of being perfect. So the Torah represents God's will, therefore it must be perfect. Therefore, it can never change. That's the way the Rambam presents it in the Moreh Nebuchim. Abba is saying, well, we have to look at that carefully. Where does he get this principle? That the Torah, a commandment as given to human beings, will never change. Even though this idea is important. And yes, it's true. And no, we're not going to accept the idea of a New Testament. Still, in Kabbalah, who to Kabbalah? If he has some kind of Kabbalah, some kind of Masorah effect from Moshe, from Har Sinai, then we'll accept it. The Sefer Panim Yafot, and I'll be happy, I'll go on. In the Din, but if you logically reason this out, Yesh Teshuva, we can address this. Because clearly it's not, he's looking at the Torah wrong. If he's claiming that. And he goes on with his philosophical answer, and then goes back to the Pesukim. Omar on, Sha'afim Tiyah, but not the Pesukim, Moshe Gatavu. If you understand the Pesukim, it looks like the way the Rambam wants to. Emishim Raya Lidvarav. There's still no proof. Well, also to the Sacha Torah. That's not a proof that Hashem can never change the Torah. Because the Isra as written in the Torah, the Isra of Baal Tosef, is for us as human beings to change it. We can't say, no, this is really what God wants. I'm going to change that. It doesn't limit Hashem's power anyway. Hashem decides, here's a new mitzvah, go ahead and do it. That's not something that's inherent in the mitzvah of Baal Tosef. Maybe true. And therefore, if you believe that there is a new mitzvah, then you are wrong, but you're not a heretic. That's not in one of the current. And philosophically, if we're claiming God is perfect, therefore the Torah can never change, but that's true in terms of absolute perfection. But in terms of relative perfection, meaning relative to us as human beings, that may change depending on those who are accepting it. That's us. For example, that the perfect food for an infant may be milk, but for an adult, the perfect food, right? Bread, meat, and wine. That clearly, what counts as perfect changes depending on who you are. So it's theoretically possible that mitzvot will change with different times. Just like Adam was forbidden to eat meat, and Noah was allowed to eat meat. That depends on the people. Here we know that Hashem's will, it would never change. In terms of the absolute perfection of God, yishtanu b'chiluf min Israel heter min heter isur, kifi yishtanot hachanot hamakablim. But that may change depending on the situation of the people accepting them. So there's no, there's nothing saying within, as an ikar, within the mitzvah of Baal Tosif, saying that God can't add to that. We believe that that's what will not be true. That's not part of this mitzvah. I think that's what Kuttner is getting at. That's the argument between the Rambam and Albo. So what does that connect to our concept of the Hora'ah, of teaching? That the Baal Tosif has a mitzvah of don't add to a mitzvah and don't add to the sum of mitzvot as a matter of Hora'ah teaching to others. So I think that Rav Huttner is saying that the Rambam and Albo are arguing about the meaning of Baal Tosif. Rambam would say that this is a statement, that Baal Tosif is a statement about belief in Hashem's perfection. If you claim that the new law in the Torah is a claim that Hashem is not perfect, the Torah is given up perfect, and that God needs to change. And that's heresy. Albo is saying something different. Telling God what to do, that's beyond our pay grade. We're not going to do it. Baal Tosif is not about limiting Hashem's power. It's about our responsibility, our in the collective sense, as human beings, that we need to be honest about what we have received as Hashem's will. It's about Hora'ah, teaching others. Hashem has given us ownership, as it were, of his own will. Hashem gave us the Torah, and we get to make those decisions about it. It's about recognizing where that power comes from. It's a huge power, but recognizing what that means. That we have responsibility to be honest about it and to say, okay, here's what I think we should do, but this is a takarat rabbanan. This is not part of God's will. I can't claim that. All I have from that is a Masorah. You know, say that emet, that truth is not something that we create of our own volition, even though we are the responsibility, we're the owners of it. And so I'm going to connect that to another statement of the Gra, and we do have to first cite the well-known rabbi. Let's get back over here. Gary Larson, as he depicts creation of human beings being dropped down and running away, Hashem drops the human beings in the world, and now everything goes from perfect to the state we're in now.
Yeah, very optimistic.
Well, I'm going to connect it. The Gra connects it, not some, I mean, get, let me make this bigger again.
That's pretty wild. It sounds like, so the Sefer HaKarim is basically saying, maybe I just didn't notice it when I was going through that. But I guess so. It seems like he's saying that it's possible for the Torah to change, as long as it comes from Hashem.
I didn't bring that in. He explicitly says that.
Yeah, he says that.
He explains that. You go through the Ikarim later. I didn't bring that down exactly. Yeah. He says, yeah, that's how he explains that, the idea that in time of Mashiach that the Tamid will be, all the Karbonot will be battle, except for the Tamid.
Well, I don't know. Does he say that, or is that that's what people say based on that kind of principle?
He says, Gemara mentions that. And how do you understand that? He says that.
Except for the Korban.
Tamid.
What was the one that says it's not going to be Basel again? It was the Korban.
Korban Tamid, rather. So he explains that, you know, if Hashem presents another Mamar Har Sinai to the whole world with that level of Gilui Shechina, then theoretically that would be possible. He's not ruling out the possibility that Latid Labo, that's going to happen. Right. And we have to have the same status as Mount Torah, that we believe Mount Torah because we were all there. So, but I say that it's theoretically possible for that to happen. Right. It hasn't.
I guess it's similar to Rav Kook in a way, just that I think Rav Kook is even more extreme because his approach is that Torah Shebaal Peh, is that even the Sanhedrin and Rabbanan have that ability to create new drashot and sort of update certain details of the Torah. But that's going even further because it's a very Karim saying you need like a Gilui Shechina for anything to change.
Right, you would say that. That's Gilui Shechina. Right. The idea that I think that is part of that the Sanhedrin, that rabbinic authority, use that term, has the ability to understand what the Torah says. That's true. How much that would change? Can we go and say, well, the Gemara got it wrong? I think that's an extreme of the Rav Kook, but that's still consistent with it.
Yeah, Rav Kook does say that. Like when he writes about vegetarianism, when he believes it in the future that at some point in the future that animal korbanot would cease, he writes that it's possible that the Sanhedrin will come up with a drush that as long as people are eating meat, that's when you bring meat that's when you bring animals as korbanot. But once people are no longer eating meat in general, then we no longer bring animals as korbanot. So it sounds like he believes that the rabbis can come ahead and you know, create new drashot once we have a Sanhedrin. I mean, it's very radical, obviously.
Yeah, that would be pretty radical. To me, I would still leave that in the Rabbanan side of it, and they can say Sheva al Tasa, don't do it. But I would still make that clear as a rabbinic idea. But this idea that we own the Torah at this point. We as human beings own the Torah. Hashem is not going to change that for us. And that's what Baal Tosef is, a matter of that kind of intellectual honesty of saying, okay, this is actually what the Torah means. We're not making stuff up. And I don't know how you put Rav Kook into that. But I don't think you should start with the goal of vegetarianism and then conclude, okay, we're not making the Torah meant.
What we do believe, though, is if the Rabbanan, if they come and they make a gzera or a takana, that's on a Rabbanan level. But if they expound a pasuk, they darsh on a pasuk that this is what the Torah means. That's binding on a Doraita level.
Yes.
The Rambam himself in Hilchot Mamrim says that a later Beit Din is able to come and darsh on a pasuk in a way different to an earlier Beit Din, and they don't have to be greater than the previous Beit Din in Chachma, in numbers. That's only when it comes to removing a gzera that a previous Beit Din made. But when it comes to darshaning a pasuk, they don't even have to be greater. So a new Beit Din could technically come along and redarshan a pasuk. I mean,
I don't think that contradicts any of this, right? That's the same Torah Shebiktav, and fundamentally the same Torah Shebaal Peh. You know, the Darasha is saying that we don't have a Masorah on that. I have to go back to the Torah Shebiktav and figure out what it means.
Right.
A new Beit Din cannot say, oh, here's a Masorah that we just popped into our heads. No, that's not a Masorah. You can say it's a Drasha. That's okay. That's not over a Baal Tosef. I do want to get back to my cartoon. Because this is the Pasuk in Tehillim, verse 20, Chesed Emet Nifgashu, Tzek V'Shalom Nashaku. Yeah. And the level of Pshat, meaning of that kindness and truth met, justice and peace kissed, Emet me'eres tzmach, truth blossomed from the ground, v'tzedek mishamayim nishkaf, and justice looked out from the heavens. The Medrash Bereishit Rabbah looks at this and reads, chesed emet nifgashu meant that they met in battle, they attacked each other. And tzedek v'shalom nashaku, they klei neshek, they pulled weapons on each other, that this was a fight. Verse 21, Amar Rabbi Simon, v'sha sheba karish baruch hu livrot et ha'adam harishon. When Hashem came to create man, Nasu Malchei Asheri Kitim Kitim V'Chaburu Chaburu, all the Malachim made divided up into voting blocks. They couldn't. They are all arguing whether man should be created or not. Mehem Omrim Al Yibarei. Some of them said, "Don't create him." Mehem Omrim Yibarei. Some say, "You should." Adukti. That's what it means. Chesed Be'emet Nefgashu. Truth and mercy fought each other. Tzedek V'Shalom Nashaku. Justice and peace pull weapons on each other. Irony of peace pulling out a weapon. Nashaku. Chesed Omer Ribara. Chesed said, create him. Shehu Gomel Chazdu. What's he going to do? Acts of mercy. Bemet Omer Ali Bara. Truth said, don't create him. Shekulu Shekarim. Truth said, don't create man because man is all lies. Not he's going to lie, not that it's not going to be all truth, but everything. Kulo. Everything that man does is a lie. Which is pretty extreme. Justice says, Kriyam, Shehu says, Sakok, because he will do acts of justice. Shalom Omer Aibare, he said, don't, the Chulik and Tata, because he's all arguments. Everything is argument. Nesai Karish Baruchu, what does Hashem do? Natal Emet Vishlichu La'aretz. Hashem took truth and threw it down on the ground. Al-Gatiyav says, Vatashech Emet Aretz, so that's Pasuk Daniel. God cast truth to the ground. So all the mother malachim, look, they just threw Emet out of heaven and said to him, Ribon Olamim, God, ma atam mevazeh tachsis al tichsiya shalach, you're treating with disrespect the symbol of who you are, your amulet, but you are all Emet, you are truth. How can you throw it away? So Hashem answers, the truth we know, I'm not throwing it away, I am allowing it to grow in the ground. It says, emet me'aretz tismach, truth will come from the ground. Fascinating, Medrash, lots been said about it. This is the Graz interpretation. Hakavana kahu. The meaning of this is the emet amar al yibare b'fnei hashkarim. That truth said, don't create man, because of lies. What does it mean? Kulo sheker, man is all lies. To lamar shep hamet solel ben alafim b'vuchotu sveko. Rings between thousands of uncertainties, thousands of doubts. There's no way to actually figure out truth. And human beings cannot understand absolute truth. Everything you say, any statement that you make, has conditions, has qualifications on it. There's no way you can say something that's absolutely true. A true statement has to encompass the entire universe. And human beings can't do that. Your brain isn't large enough to do that. I'm going to talk about the fact that I have a small monkey brain. I can't handle the truth, not absolute truth. I can have little models, little subsets of truth in my head. So, Masa Karsh Baruch Hu, Yishlich Emet Arzo. So Hashem throws truth to the ground. Cholomar, meaning, Shemasar HaEmet, Vesari HaTorah B'Chachma L'Mata Barz. Hashem put the truth, the definition of truth, Hashem's knowledge is absolute truth, Hashem gave that to human beings. Sorry, HaTorah Chachma. We are in charge of saying what Hashem's will is. Amazing thought. Kifi shiaskimu ham kenyaku. The way they decide, that's what it is. Which I think goes to Aaron's point as well, that a new drasha is a way of saying that Hashem has allowed us to make those decisions. This is what God wants. The truth will now blossom from the land. As soon as Hashem gives Torah to B'nai Israel, Tiba ba'atzma. It's amazing. God commands himself, as it were. Hashem is limiting himself. This is a form of tzimtzum here. Any doubt in what the Torah means? The kum b'sak halacha to bina chachamim ha'chokim davke sheyavinu sari ha'torah v'loz v'luzlata. That the decision will be according to the way the chachmei ha'torah decide. You mean to decide what Hashem's will is. The Torah represents God's will. Lahim etiach ha'torah. Alpia Torah Sheirucha, etc. That's what the Shem Torah means. That when it says Alpia Torah Sheirucha, the Torah that they teach you. Akein she gets a bat kol b'mer halacha k'rah Rabbi Elazar. So we have this example in Tanur Shachnai that when they had a machloket Rabbi Elazar and Chachamim, and a bat kol, a voice came from heaven and said, "Halacha Rabbi Elazar." Rabbi Yeshua alar glav. So Yeshua stood up. We all know the story. Amar lo b'shamayim he, and he could say that it's not in Shemayim. Hashem has given us the ability to make the decision. That decision already came from the ultimate judge that we get to decide. That's why we don't listen to a voice from heaven. Not for any creature, for any decisions about the Torah, we don't have to decide on based on the processes that have already been set out. That's what emet in the land means. And I think that's what Alba was saying. That's what the Isra of Baal Tosef is a matter of being, of our being honest. That this is, we are responsible. Let's take a step back. We have the power to decide what emet is, what truth is, what Hashem's will is. And with great power comes great responsibility. And therefore, Baal Tosef is not to add to that truth that we will decide what it is and not to subtract from it, but to have that honesty to say, this is, as to best of my own knowledge, this is what Hashem wants. Not to put our own will, our own decision, but what ought to happen into there. And that's true in any position where we are at a position of hora'ah, even if we're not rabbis, which I'm not, but still I tell my kids what to do. And everyone here believes everything I say because it's on the internet, it's on the computer there. So it gives me a sense of that huge responsibility. And I will